This week, the Senate will consider a comprehensive energy bill for the first time since 2007. The Energy Policy Modernization Act takes action on a wide variety of energy-related issues ranging from the power grid to energy storage and renewable energy policies. It passed with a strong 18-4 vote out of committee in July, but action has stalled on the bill until now. The House passed its own energy bill in December. Senate Majority Leader and Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell says the bill would be beneficial to the American consumer.
It won't raise taxes. It won't add a dime to the deficit. The broad energy bill is a result of a truly bipartisan process, and it shows, which is why it was supported in committee, by a vote of 18-4.
Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee Chair and Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski said in a weekly GOP address that the bill would lower energy bills and make American energy production stronger.
It will help America produce more energy. It will help Americans pay less for energy. And it will firmly establish America as a global energy superpower.
Maria Cantwell of Washington serves as the committee's lead Democrat, and at the bill's markup in July, she said it is needed to reflect changes in American energy use.
Since the last 2007 energy bill released, the U.S. energy landscape has changed dramatically. Wind capacity has more than tripled. Solar PV installations are up 15%. The number of LED lights in the U.S. has grown more than 90 times to nearly 34 million LED lights. And thanks to the use of more LEDs, the U.S. Department of Energy estimates that Americans can save over $30 billion in their electricity costs and cut American energy consumption for lighting by half by 2030. So not all these things happen because of policy, but the policies that we helped implement along the way helped us make these transitions.
A spokesman for Leader McConnell's office tells AgriPulse that votes on amendments to the bill are expected on Thursday. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.